This time around, none of the shuttle's thermal protection tiles fell off. That problem has plagued the spacecraft since it was first built. An estimated 200,000 people gathered at Edwards Air Force Base in California as astronauts Joe Engel and Richard Truly brought the craft in for a landing, which had to be performed amid clouds and wind. The shuttle coasted to a stop, and a recovery convoy raced up to the craft to greet the crew. Today, the astronauts will get another greeting from Vice President Bush, who will have breakfast with Engel and Truly in Houston. Secretary of State Haig says he expects the search for peace in the Mideast to be anguishing and difficult, but he told a civic group in Palm Beach, Florida yesterday that the administration still sees the Camp David Accords as the only framework for peace in the area. And he expressed optimism that the Israeli-occupied Sinai Desert will be returned to Egypt on schedule in April. Editors for a Japanese magazine have told the Washington Post that it's not unusual for magazines in Japan to pay a fee to someone who helps them line up an interview. The magazine paid $1,000, which was received by President Reagan's National Security Advisor Richard Allen as a result of an interview with Nancy Reagan. The paper also quotes magazine officials as saying they were asked by an unidentified intermediary how much the payment would be. Yesterday, Allen denied that he solicited the money in exchange for arranging that interview. Labor leaders are heading for New York for this week's convention of the AFL-CIO. President Lane Kirkland says the organization will not be the captive of any political party, but two leading Democrats, Senator Edward Kennedy and former Vice President Walter Mondale, both plan appearances at the meeting. And the traditional invitation for the president to address the AFL-CIO convention was not sent this year. When President Reagan returns to the White House from Texas today, he won't be carrying Thanksgiving dinner under his arm. His turkey shooting expedition yesterday produced no results. The president had a shot at one of the gobblers, according to spokesman Larry Speaks, but the turkey was surrounded by a bunch of hens. Speaks says the president decided not to shoot because he's a true sportsman.
We're talking with members of your neighborhood.
And right now, 38 with clear skies, it's 8 o'clock.
Depend on.
808 at 1240 WROV with some air supply, and here I am. I'm Pat Garrett, and we'd like for you to know the city of Roanoke is now accepting nominations for the 1981 Citizen of the Year Award. Your nominee should be a volunteer who has been involved with some activity in the past year and who demonstrates a personal concern for the well-being and progressive development of our city. For more info, you give me a call at 982-1240. Peace Train, that's Cat Stevens at 1240 WRV. It's 812 at your next party. Put it 1240. WROV with Rod Stewart. Hi, I'm Pat Garrett. Here's your weather. Fair skies, cool, dry autumn weather today with a high at 60. Low tonight, 35. Monday, the high will be 62. The chance of rain, 0% through Tuesday. 38 and clear now at WROV. 1240 WROV with My Sweet Lord. That's George Harrison. He used to be one of the Beatles.
Parking at an all-right parking lot around the...
You're listening to the radio station that you grew up with, and we've grown up with you, too. 1240 WROV. 831 at 1240 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett reminding you that if you want to keep up with all the latest scores this afternoon, stay right here with my friend Matt Eagle at noon today. Oh, what a night it was. The Four Seasons at 1240 WROV. Good morning to you. It's 21 to 9, and I'm Pat Garrett, and here's your weather from Alan Archer. Fair skies, cool, dry, autumn weather for the next couple of days. High today at 60, low tonight 35. Monday up to 62. The chance of rain is near 0% through Tuesday. Temperature's gone up in the valley. Clear skies and 44 now at WROV. WROV. Here's a song by Olivia Newton-John. Before 9 at WROV, oh, what a beautiful day we seem to be having. Alan's forecast is coming up at the end of Bruce's news in a couple of minutes on WROV. 9 before 9 at 1240 WROV, and that's going to wrap it up for me this morning. Stay tuned for Bruce's news, followed by the Dick Clark National Music Survey. I'll see you again next week. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye, Valley.
Archer.
Right now, 48 and clear skies at WROV.
Archer.
48 and clear, 919.
For WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
48 clear now, 932.
Alan Archer.
We still got clear skies. It's now 53 at WROV.
Just Alan Archer.
And right now, under clear skies, 57 at WROV, 20 past 10.
Alan Archer.
Thanks, Al. It's 59 and clear now at WROV, 27 before 11.
Alan Archer.
And right now in the Roanoke Valley, we got 57 degrees, clear skies. It's 17 before 11.
Just Alan Archer.
63 and clear skies now at WROV.
WROV, 1208, right, beautiful fall Sunday afternoon. Maddie, glad to have you along today. Even if you can't watch your favorite pro team in action this afternoon, you can keep up with the latest scores here at WROV. Take us with you wherever you're going this afternoon. We'll bring you up to date on all the NFL action. This afternoon, a Miller Time Pro Football Scoreboard shortly after 3 at WROV.